Okay, we read on. Eh? Then I say, yes, then you will also understand the Diamond Sutta. That's why I told Song straight away. If you understand that, you will answer, you will also understand the Diamond Sutta. What is the Diamond Sutta? The first stanza is, 一切有为法. Means what? Everything within the conditioned world are conditioned Dhamma. That is what the Buddha is teaching. Everything is dependent, originating, condition arising, causal phenomenon, no reality. I really show it to you. This table, real or not? You say real, solid. Or I can perceive, I can touch, I can even do a lot of things with it. But how do you know it's a table? Through your perception, memory. That physically, through your own understanding of life, you know this table is not through magic or no. Nobody created it or no. But through causes and conditions, it arises. You need the raw material, you need the carpenter, you need somebody with the form and mind to actually skillfully do it, finish it, and put it on the market for sales. Then somebody buy, offer to temple, arise already, exists already. Everything you come to perceive is all of that. This building also same. It has its causes and conditions for its arising. We all attending this retreat also same. There are all the causes and conditions for it to arise. Take for example the new Kayamita, Singaporean. If they don't have the causes and conditions and affinity, first they don't know about the retreat. Or they know about the retreat but they don't know who to contact to join. Then after they decide to join, then everything falls into place. They still have to make it an effort to come, no? Understand not? Book the hotel, look at the schedule, and all this. Similarly, the organizer and all these people who make it possible, these are the causes and conditions behind. Otherwise, you won't be here, understand not? That's why, 因缘早安排, you understand not? Everything is already arranged. Otherwise you cannot be here. So this is the meaning of 一切有为法. Everything you come to know, see, they are all dependent, originating, conditioned, arising, causal phenomena. But it is a conditional, existential, not what you think. Nothing is real. Of course, you don't be like my classmate, nothing real, but I steal your money. Give it to me. When I say nothing is real means, it's just like the word emptiness, understand? Empty doesn't mean nothing. No. Do you understand? Empty means empty nature or existence. No. But there are things. No. There is life. There is what they call human consciousness that trigger off the evolution of life. Understand? No. That's why the era we go through, the evolution of human, our race, the human race, it does happen, but are they real? They are all empty, because mind make are they. He know you, he know me. And as we all have developed the understanding, we can define the whole of existence as related to time. To go through time is to exist. True or not?
Yes.
So when you understand that you exist because you go through time, then to understand life, understand existence, we must understand time, isn't it? And time is easier to understand than life. Understand? Life very complex. You have to know a lot of things. Law of karma, law of what, law of what. But you zero in on time, they're very easy. What is time? We can define it. Three periods of time cover the whole spectrum of time. True or not? Past, present, and future. Then we understand time. Then we inquire. Of this, which is a reality? Past is already gone. No more reality. Like I asked Nancy, you cannot deny you were born until now, isn't it? And everything, every moment that exists, you cannot deny it happened, isn't it? But it's of the past, though. Now I ask you, is it real? You can only recall to memory, you know. Understand? As real it can be, understand? Gone. Not a reality. Then future hasn't happened yet, no. Yet to come, no. Is it a reality? It's also not a reality. So the reality is what? This moment. And what is this moment? Split second is the engono. Split second is the engono. Moment to moment, life passes by. You know. What are you doing? If you are not mindful, you cannot understand what you are doing. Because most people are heedless. They are busy thinking, planning, and worrying about life. True or not? So if that is what you are doing, then how can you be within the moment to experience all of the what they call beauty and wonders of life? All these beauty and wonders are really pristine, no? Because they are really the way it is, no? That's why when you are aware with the full presence without thought, you see things as they are, no? And every of these things that you observe through your senses, like the baby, they are so pristine, no? Ever new, no? Never the same, no? That's why when I look at everything after 89, I realize, hey, how come now I see everything, no? Last time I see the word, and I said, concept. Tomorrow. Then I don't see all this detail already, and I said, microphone. I see the word, the object. But I never observe, no. There is no direct seeing, no real seeing. This direct seeing that see all this, got no word one, and I said, no concept, like the art. Like the author, same. If you don't perceive, the word don't come out, you see as it is. Understand? Huh? Then when you close your eye, all this disappear. Then is it real? That's like the table. Externally already dependent originating. Not so real. Like the block card analogy. Then how do you know it's a table or a block card? You perceive it through your mundane aggregates of sanya, perception. When you perceive it, it's just an image up here, your brain, inverted. Externally, already not so real. The way you perceive it is just an image up here. How real can it be? And yet, you deludedly cling, grasp, and fight over it. Understand not? And this is really sakayadidi, self-delusion, stupidity, the lack of understanding. So understanding this part of dependent originating is very important. If everything is dependent originating or condition arising Dhamma within the conditioned world, like what the Diamond Sutta, each year you wait for, then is there any reality? No, isn't it? That's why the second stanza is what? Zu Meng Huan Pao Yi. What is the meaning? Dreamlike means like you are dreaming. When you are dreaming, is it real? It's just a dream, understand? Actually, within the conscious world, most of the heedless ones, they are like dreaming. That's why I use the word, they existed life. Existed through life. They never live life. Do you understand the difference? You are like a zombie. You exist through life, but you never live. Why? You can never be within the moment to understand the pristine beauty and wonders of life. Every moment, every instant. That's why the Zen, they have this famous Zazen type of sharing. He said, if you have the pure awareness nature within, drinking a cup of tea is Zazen. And that's is Zen cultivation. Because with full awareness, you are not lost in thought. You are not like having worry, fear, anxiety. Your mind is so tranquil, so still, and with full awareness. That's why present. Present moment awareness without thought. Fully aware that whole movement. And you drink. Your senses become very sharp now, very, very sensitive now. Because you are not lost in thought, not influenced by anything. That pure awareness, that pure present, you drink, you sip. Everything is so pristine. That is the meaning. Because their mind is not affected or complicated or agitated. Just like Cindy told you all, sea means sea lah. Why make so much problem out of the sea? Oh, the engine up here, the memory, the views, opinion, condition, beliefs, there's so much thing to comment. Understand or not? That's why you never see. You follow your habitual tendency and you stir, you react. Actually, you are a clown up there. You know it's a clown. No? Make people happy, amuse people. No? And you yourself end up not knowing what you are doing.